Here at Studio 3. This is where I did my first show.
Tape is rolling.
Stand by.
Oh. I'm on now.
In 3, 2. Welcome to Hot Country Nights.
Great music coming up for you here on Hot Country Nights. And right now we're about to see a young lady who we all watch grow up on television. She was the first female country artist to have her debut record to go number one. And she was only 13 at the time. Today she's got children of her own, and her singing career is going stronger than ever. Here is Miss Marie Osmond. Yeah!
From the heart to the roof, he held me close as the cool breeze blew, and as one kiss led to another, our hearts beat the sound of thunder. My country boy was a poor girl's dream, a wonder world in faded jeans, countless towns in mind so soft, hearts ablaze.
Being written about the new country stars who have returned to roots of country music. Well, here's a man who started that back to basic movement about a decade ago. Ladies and gentlemen, from Cordell, Kentucky, Mr. Ricky Skaggs.
Same old love. other girls would have left me if I'd so much as said the word goodbye. But you stood there patiently and watched my leaving turn into a lie. Heaven knows the kind of magic here that keeps me hanging on as long as I know I can't go wrong. It's that same old love. Unforgiving, sin from up above. And your same old love. It's all I need, just I'll never get enough of your same old love.
Female comedians around. In fact, she's so popular with David Letterman, she's been a guest on his show over 20 times. And tonight she's going to reminisce about her days in school. Now that ought to be interesting, shouldn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carol Leifer.
Yeah. Well, good evening. You know, a lot of people ask me how I got involved in doing this. I always say my dad, you know, real funny guy, but always been real big on practical jokes. You know, like I remember as a little kid sleeping in my room at night. Then my father would tiptoe in, shine two flashlights in my eyes, and yell,
"Watch out! Trump!"
But I'm really here tonight to talk about school, college. I went to school in the late 70s. Let me get a little age gauge here. How many people remember when Rocky wasn't Sylvester Stallone? It was a flying squirrel. Wasn't a hair product, it was Rocky's friend. Remember when the word mall was what a bear did to some unlucky campers? Remember when the worst thing about crack was if you stepped on it, you'd break your mother's back? Yeah. But I feel young, and I think that's what's important. And do you know how I stay feeling young? I'll share my secret with you. I live in a senior citizen retirement community. Yeah, so I did go to college. Went to community college. Thank you. Community college, you know, those are the two-year schools that are very tough to get into. Community college, very tough to get in. You need a pen. Yeah, I was an English major. I got out of school, got a job as a receptionist in an optical office. Like that. I couldn't believe it. You ever have a job where all day the dumbest people walk in, you can't figure it out? You know, the people that walk in your office, they're like Etch-a-Sketch heads. Etch-a-Sketch heads, you can recognize them because when they change their minds, they got to go like... Thank you. You've been terrific.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are two sisters who have all kind of music in their lives. Because, you see, one of them married to songwriter Leonard Arnold, and the other's married to my good buddy Vince Gill. Tonight, they're performing their own top 10 version of an early Beatles tune. Would you make welcome, please, the Sweethearts of the Rodeo? Yeah!
Thomas
and the All-Star Jam here on Hot Country Nights.
Welcome back to our show. Our next performer has made his mark on just about every chart that measures musical success. But being born in Oklahoma and raised in Texas, there's no question that he's a country boy at heart. Tonight, we're proud to welcome him to Hot Country Nights, one of the all-time great hitmakers, B.J. Thomas.
All those people at my feet, yeah.
unbelievable. You know, a lot of us in the country music field like to think of ourselves as like a big family. Well, here's a little look at some of the family matters that were going on backstage earlier. Watch this.
I'm such a proud parent. I gotta show you something my kid just did. He's in my new video. Get ready for the little kid. He's 2 and a half. He's already playing drums. Check that out right there.
What a thrill it is and a blessing for Carl Perkins to have a little boy sneak up beside you and whisper in your ear, "Go, Daddy." I think you got him.
This here is Studio 3. This is where I did my first show. My brother Jay broke his head. Cut his head open in the sink, and I think it was one of these dressing rooms.
I do all my music for my wife or my dad or mom or my kids.
They've always shown great promise, however. They promise to do the dishes. They promise to be home at 10.
Dad.
I even brought my son Tyler to help me direct the show tonight. Get him, kid.
It's ready, take three.
Anything can happen backstage. But right now, what's that?
And will.
But right now it's time for the Hot Country Nights Jam.
Yeah.
You guys ready for the jam? All ready for the jam. Before we start things off, though, let's say hello to this week's hot new hit maker, Sammy Kershaw.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't we just kind of start things off with some of the songs that kind of bring back memories to all of us. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay, BJ, why don't you start?
When I left to do my first recording session, my dad stepped out the door and said, "Son, if you don't record something country, well, don't come back to this house." So that's what I did. Did you have a home? Is our homes too blue to fly? The man I dreamed is wine and low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Sweetheart.
Well, I think a song that brings back great memories for us is a song that was written and given to us by Don Schlitz. And this is probably the biggest hit we've ever had. A song about two girls growing up in a small town. It's called Midnight Girl.
You know, Sammy, your breakthrough song is the one you have out right now.
Yeah.
But do you have a song that was maybe kind of the one that started you off deciding to sing? Or?
Well, you know, I've had three heroes all my life, and that was Bugs Bunny and George Jones and Mel Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I think when the demo tape was sent in to Harold Shedd and Buddy Cannon, one of these songs was on it. We're loving on back streets and living on mine, suffering hell with your love for the heaven darkness brings. Two hearts in the shadow, driven passion for pain of loving on back. Living on Main. We're
you sing your breakthrough song? I mean, we've all, well, I haven't yet, but ladies before me, so.
Well, I guess the first song was Paper Roses.
You sure it wasn't Puppy Love?
Which was,
come on.
No, it wasn't just, Puppy Love.
Just a little
wrong
bit
one.
Of Puppy Love, okay.
No, I was 12 and a half when I recorded this, about 4 years ago. Okay.
Now we will kick you. Well, the one that really was the big breakthrough record for me was Heartbroke.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? You got your heart broke. Go right in the wrong reason. Get your heart broke. Don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke. Who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? With my heart broke. With my heart broke. You got your heart broke.
So much fun.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We all got together backstage, and we decided to save the best for last. Probably, and you have to do the most famous song. I think everybody knows this song, right? It's your breakthrough record, I guess you'll call it.
Children, it was 1955. I took 3 Irish potatoes out of a brown bag, and I wrote Blue S-W-A-D-E Shoe. And we started a lot of them with that word back in the 50s, didn't we? Well, it's one for the money, two for the show.
WYNY in New York City. More great songs from Marie Osmond, Carl Perkins, and Sammy Kershaw coming up on Hot Country Night. Stay with us for more great music on Hot Country Nights.
Thank you. Welcome back to Hot Country Nights. Tonight's hot new hitmaker grew up around the swamps and bayous of South Louisiana, and as you might expect, he's a colorful, fun-loving, authentic Cajun character. But to go with that, he's got the kind of raw talent that's making the country music world sit up and take notice. With his monster hit song, here's Sammy Kershaw.
that's what it's all about, having fun with the people, you know. I like doing the videos, I like cutting tracks, I like doing TV shows, things like that. But what I live for is to get out on that stage with all them people.
Way to go, Sammy. Oh, he's a good one. Now, here's a young man from Chicago who made a big hit this year, both on television and as one of the biggest attractions on the college circuit. Ladies and gentlemen, Rondell Sheridan.
I've been on the road for a while. I was in Canada, and I almost got thrown in jail there. I did not know that Canada was on the metric system. They have kilometers, and kilometers are half as much as a mile per hour. For example, if you're doing 20 here, you're doing roughly 40 kilometers in Canada. I didn't know this. I'm in my car, I'm doing the speed limit, I'm doing 55 miles an hour. The moment I get to the border, the first thing I see is a sign that says 110. I am flying down the expressway. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I see a sign that says slow to 80. Children crossing. Thinking, it's the least I can do. Those kids can't run that fast. I read an article, Porsche makes a car called the Porsche 911 Turbo S. Five-speed car. It goes 187 miles an hour. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but the average police car only goes 120 miles an hour. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Cops go 120, you go 187, you win. Think about it. You pass an officer of the law going 187 miles an hour? It's like... Can I have another donut? I mean, you think about it, their radar doesn't even go up that high. The police are looking at the radar. The radar's going, I thought it was a missile. Can I have a donut? Somebody said, you know, you can't do that. The police have the radio. You cannot outrun the radio. But think about this. You are passing a car that is parked on the side of the road. You are going 187. They don't even know what color your car is. You know they can't read your license plate number. There's not going to be a guy there. This is car 17. Can I have a donut?
Still to come, Carl Perkins and Marie Osmond when Hot Country Nights returns. Stay with us for more great music on Hot Country Nights.
Welcome back to Hot Country Nights.
It's a real privilege to introduce a man who's probably influenced more musicians than anybody around.
Well, here's how he spent his afternoon today.
I guess the biggest thrill of my life was walking up to the great Hank Williams. I said, could I have that guitar pick, sir? It was a big old three-cornered pick. He turned around and he said, I don't give them to everybody, and I don't know why I'm giving this one to you. But I got that guitar pick, and I'll always treasure it.
Just to sit next to him and do his music, really... is a special experience.
It's always fun. When the music's right, everything's right. And it's right tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Carl Perkins. Yeah.
Thank you, Chillin. Thank you.
Well, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a woman. Across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah.
never leave me alone. She knows a woman plays it right there in her home. And I got it wrong. Because, Sam, she's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me, darling. Don't you know she is? She's my baby. When I'm in need, she's a real good cat indeed. Boys, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a woman way out of town. She's good to me.
Way to go, Carl. That's the greatest, buddy. You're the best one left. Thank you. You know, a few years back, our next performer told us every week on television that she was a little bit country. Well, she's proven over the years that she's a whole lot of country talent. So once again, here's Marie Osmond.
Hot Country Night. Good night, everybody.
This
is Ken Cooper, inviting you to join us again next week for a very special Hot Country Night, when Reba McEntire hosts an all-star preview of the top performances and top nominees for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Hey, do you love a good mystery?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're going to love Perry Mason's latest thriller. A famous artist is murdered, and Perry swears to uncover the truth.
Sounds like a frame-up.
It's the case of the fatal framing. An all-new Perry Mason murder mystery, next on NBC.